It sounds like the five-story apartment complex in behind the Coast Hotel, the first apartment building built in Canmore in eons, is one step closer to becoming a reality.
Land use bylaw rezoning to create a direct control district to allow for this building to be built.
Right, because they had to create a separate little area to make it 100% residential, because we're in that area right now. You can't do that, right?
Yeah, and a couple other things like parking and height. What that also does is it makes council the development authority for a development permit. Its final makeup, what it looks like, will be in front of them for approval, I expect, within the next short period.
One of the concerns was that how are we going to keep this so that it's going to be rental forever and never condominiumized and privately sold and that sort of thing? Because legally, you can't actually require somebody to do that. But I understand that they've figured out a way to sneakily work that in.
By tying it to parking. So right now, the approval says less parking than what would normally be required. And if it gets split up and sold, the additional parking would have to be provided.
And they'd have to go in front of council again to get that approved, which would be a big hurdle considering they don't want that to happen.
And the parking would have to go in on site. And that is virtually impossible. And I think the other thing, the concern is that this is a developer who's pulling a bait and switch. And I don't get the sense at all that that is the case. We do have reservations about the intentions of developers in Canmore. We have a history of it, and for good reason. But in this case, when I look at this proposal, I see a longtime committed member of the community who has invested in an entire hotel and has looked at part of the site that he owns, said, how can I use this? What's needed? There is a market. We need rental housing.
Yeah.
And he's moving forward on it.
I think Michael Hannon, he's a trustworthy guy. A lot of people know him. The Coast Hotel Group is great. The concern might be whatever happens if Michael doesn't own that property in 30 years from now.
That's just it. With the way it's been crafted in Alberta, there are things we just can't do as a municipality, and that needs to change. Until then, we got to jerry rig our districts and the way we do things to be progressive and meet the needs of our entire community. And this is one example.